Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Le Mans, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This morning on Ours to Protect, Mayo County Council's Lorna Dennehy, Community Climate Action Officer, and Laura Dixon, Climate Action Coordinator, are launching their Climate Action Fund. Lorna begins by telling the listeners how much has been allocated to Mayo as part of a National Community Climate Action Programme.
This fund is part of the government's Community Climate Action Programme, which is $24 million that's going towards doing climate action across the country. So Mayo has a pot of $609,000 that we'll be administering to community groups here in Mayo. I suppose the overall objective of the fund is to help and encourage communities here in Mayo, in partnership with ourselves, to shape and build low-carbon, sustainable communities that will contribute to national and climate and energy targets.
The fund itself, it was $24 million, we were saying, overall throughout the country. How exactly was it measured out that Mayo got X amount?
So it was done by population, so that's how Mayo ended up with the 609,000. And I suppose I'll just say, for the 609,000, that's going to be split out between small, medium and large projects. So the small projects will be up to 20,000, the medium projects will be 20 to 50,000, and then the large projects are 50 to 100,000. So we're looking at maybe, like, I'd say 10 to 15 projects in total. So it will be quite competitive, but we're hoping we'll get really good projects in for that.
This is quite big because it's the largest amount that's ever been drawn down to Mayo with regards to climate action. So it's a big day, this.
Yeah, it is. It's great. And it's really good to be able to give the community support to do these projects, because we've seen recently from doing our consultation process for our plan that there's a lot of will out there to do climate action, and that the majority of people we've spoken to are worried about climate change here in Mayo. So it's great to have finally support to help them with the projects.
What kind of projects can groups be looking towards doing exactly? I'm part of a local not-for-profit group. We'll say, what can I do? What can my group do to benefit from this?
There is groups like the Sustainable Energy Community, so they will have loads of projects that when they complete their energy master plan, they have a register of opportunities. So they have the ideas there. They just need the funding to do it. So they might be looking at projects like retrofitting buildings or putting in EV charging points or installing all in new infrastructure. Then we have lots of communities that are looking to improve the sustainable travel in their area, and we can see that again. Lorna mentioned the pre-draft consultation that we done for the climate action plan, and when we asked people what was the the thing they were looking forward to the most in 2030 if we take action on climate, and safer routes to school, safer walking to the football pitch, cycling to the football pitch, being able to use the local bus, they were the big things. So again, the community groups might have ideas on that. Then they can look at food, look at waste, community gardens, composting, again, how we shop, how we recycle. So looking at the circular economy. And again, there has been funding over the years, the Local Agenda 21 funding and all that. So that's all kind of coming in under the Climate Action Fund. So there's a lot of work and projects that community groups have done in the past, so now they can apply here. And then there's also like local environmental and climate action, so looking at creation of mini forests to promote and protect biodiversity. But also a lot of communities are at risk to climate action, so they might have ideas of how they can adapt or build their resilience to climate action. So there's loads and loads of ideas and projects, and again, they'll all be up on the mayo.ie website if people want to get ideas and to see what type of projects they can put forward.
You spelled it out quite well there. It really is something for everything and anything. It's quite broad, which gives wonderful opportunity to all the different groups. There's two different strands, though, you were speaking to me about off-air beforehand, Lorna. You might just dip into them.
Yes, yeah, so there's strand one, which will cover the 609,000 that we're administering here in Mayo County Council, and that's under the five themes that Laura was discussing there. And then there's the strand 1A, and for this it's the same eligibility, the same criteria as the one, but you need to have a Northern Irish partner for this one. So that one's coming from a national pot of $3 million, and that'll be decided on a national level. So we'll still put the projects forward for that strand, but it will be decided from the national pot of $3 million. For those ones.
Laura, you were talking about the local climate action plan, the draft plan, as it were. It's almost time for that to have run out. It doesn't seem like that long since it was launched initially.
Yeah, so we're at coming to the end of the public consultation for the draft climate action plan. So we have had events in the libraries around the county, and we've had online events. And so, yeah, it's open for public consultation. If anybody would like to review it and to look it up and to make a submission, they can go to consult.mayo.ie. The plans are all the draft plans are all available in the local library, so they can look them up that way. But the deadline for submissions is Monday the 4th of December.
Finally, before we wrap things up, Lorna, with yourself, if someone is interested in looking to acquire some of the funding, I know you've got an online information session coming up. You might tell us about that, and you also might tell us how they can get in contact with you here.
Yeah, so we're going to have an online session on Thursday the 14th of December. If people are interested in attending that, they can contact us at climateaction@mayococo.ie. Just to reiterate, the fund is opening today and it is open for applications for 12 weeks. If you want to get more information on the fund, it'll be up on mayo.ie in the climate action section. And I suppose I'd just like to advise community groups to get in touch with myself to discuss their projects before they start doing their application. As I'd just like to know that they're going about it the right way, and I want to be as much help as possible to them in their application. And just one more thing, we're planning to have in-person events in the new year, hopefully in early January.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. For more information, head over to ours2protect.ie. Tune in next Friday morning as we will be looking at a sustainable Christmas on Ours to Protect.